My name is Katia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Leonard Lakes, LEONARDLAKES. He was seen on November 1st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 2. The CKD is likely related to hypertensive nephrocirrhosis. Nephrocirrhosis related to hyperlipidemia, period. His kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 16 from 13, creatinine of 1.18 from 1.18, and a GFR of 78 from 75, period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments or proteinuria, period. He is euvolemic and denies any urinary symptoms, period. Number two, arterial hypertension, which has remained uncontrolled with blood pressure of 137 over 90 today. Here the patient states his blood pressure readings at home is also uncontrolled with systolic of the 130s and diastolic in the 90s and 100s. Period. He is currently taking clothalidone. He is currently taking clothalidone, 25 milligrams daily, diltiazem 180 milligrams twice a day. Period. Due to an increase in his uric acid, we advise him to take the clothalidone 25 milligrams every other day and to continue the diltiazem 180 milligrams twice a day. Period. We started him on Erbisartan 150 milligrams daily for the uncontrolled hypertension. Period. We advise him to monitor his blood pressure readings twice a day and to contact us if he develops any intolerable side effects or notices any significant drop in his systolic or diastolic blood pressure, period. We advise him to decrease his intake of sodium. To 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as overall fluid intake, period. Number two, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.5 from 7.0, period. He is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams on tablet daily. This elevation in uric acid is likely related to his intake of chlorthalidone, as well as dietary intake of animal protein, period. We recommend that he follows a plant-based diet and avoid foods that are high in purine, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, hyperlipidemia. With improving overall lipid panel, however, it is still not at goal, especially the triglyceride levels, which has increased to about 240 from 216, period. He is currently taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. We advised him to decrease his intake of simple carbohydrates as well as alcoholic beverages. Period. He admits to drinking between 2.5 to 5 cups of alcoholic beverages daily. So we encourage him to decrease his intake of alcohol. Period. If his lipid panel remains uncontrolled during the next visit, we will increase his atorvastatin to 20 milligrams from 10 milligrams. Period. His total cholesterol is 229 from 253. His HDL 65 from 66. Triglycerides 249 from 216 and LDL 126 from 151. Period. Next line. Sarcoidosis, which is asymptomatic at this time. Next line. Right knee swelling for over a month now. There is no pain, redness, or warmth to the area, period. We ordered an x-ray for further evaluation, period. Next line, if the uric acid level continues to increase at the next visit, we may consider increasing the allopurinol to 2 tablets of 100 milligrams daily instead of 1 tablet. Period. Next time we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with the end.